Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 14th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvarim Shebemishame Bisul Besoda. The following halachas are going to be dealing with differing opinions between Beshame and Besul when it comes to a meal. Beshamay Emrim, Mevarach Alayoyim, V'achakach Mevarach Alayayin. Beshamay say that first, when you make Kiddush, you make the bracha of the Kiddush first, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvah Yisav V'tzavonu, and V'rotzavonu, V'shabas Kodshoy, and on Yom Tov you say, Asher B'chabonu M'kol Avraham V'kol Malshayin, and after you finish the bracha of Kiddush, V'achakach Mevarach Alayayin, then you make the bracha Ber Pri HaGofen. Why? Beis Shammai's opinion is that the day is what causes you to have the wine. The only reason you bring the wine to the table is because of the Kiddush of Yom HaShabbos or the Yom Chag. So do the Kiddush first and then make the bracha of the wine. Or another reason, because the Kedusha of the day started before you even make Kiddush. As soon as the sun sets, before you even set down the meal, the day was holy. So therefore give credit, or give priority first to the bracha of Kiddush, then make the bracha on the wine. First make a bracha ber pri hagafen, and then afterwards you make the bracha of the Kiddush. What's the reason? Oh, if you're making Kiddush on bread, you'd make the bracha of the amotzi first, and then afterwards you make the bracha of the Kiddush. And the reason is because Beis HaShahilah hold that the wine or the bread that you're using for Kiddush is what makes you make the bracha of Kiddush. If you didn't have wine or bread, you wouldn't make the Kiddush now. Furthermore, the bracha of the wine is said, or bread is said, much more frequently than the bracha of Kiddush. And because it's todir, more frequently said, we have a rule, todir v'sheina todir, when something's more frequent and something's less frequent, todir kodim. The thing that's done more frequently takes priority. Mishnah Beis. As a background for Mishnah Beis, a person has to wash his hands before eating bread, where you make hamotzi. This was known as, or this is called in the Mishnah, netilas yadayim. We call it netilas yadayim either because you have to take, netila means to take, you have to take a keli and use it, or some say because the word natla in Aramaic actually means the keli that you take, and reminds us of that you have to wash with a keli. Now what's the reason that the Chacham established this principle of washing hands? And the reason for the mitzvah is because hands are asconius, they're continuously moving. And because they're moving in all different directions, we are worried that maybe the hands have touched places which are tome, which are dirty. The Chacham therefore said and made a gzera and said that by default, a person's hands are considered tome, a level of what's called sheni latuma. That's it. So because it's sheni latuma, the Chacham made a gzera, therefore, that if a person would touch truma before he washed his hands, it would render the truma unfit for eating. Make it tama, it'll make it possible. The truma will have to be burned. Now, this originally was made tzakana for truma, but once they made it for truma, they also established it and said, we want this yitilas adayim to be done for eating chulin and maaser as well, even if it's not truma. And so the takana was stretched further. It was not only for truma, but even for chulin. And that's only, however, for bread. They limited to pas. They limited it for bread. For eating fruits of chulin, we don't need netilas adayim at all. In fact, if you wash netilas adayim for fruits, you're called a person is called a balgaiva. And the same thing applies to other forms of grain, which are not hamotzi. If it's mazonis, no netilas adayim required. However, there is another time that the Chachamim wanted us to wash our hands, and that is for something that's called tibul b'mashke, dipped into liquid. For example, he had fruits which he rinsed in water, or vegetables that he dipped in wine or vinegar or whatever. Or if a person had an apple in honey, that would also require netil sedaim. Why did the Chachamim make the takana? The reason for that is because the Chachamim also made a gzera that all liquids, if they touch anything of a sheni lutuma or higher than that, the liquids will become what's called a rishon lutuma. And hence we have the Mishnah, Kol ha-poisel es ha-truma, betame mashkim li-yestchila. Anything that can make truma posel, anything from a sheni l'tuma ohaya, second degree tuma ohaya, will make liquids jump them up to a rishon tuma. And therefore, if a person didn't wash his hands, the liquids would become tame because of his hands, which have a status of sheni l'tuma. That would make liquids rishon l'tuma, and in turn would make any fruits or vegetables tame as well. The Chachamim also made a gzera that even though liquids jump up to a rishon l'tuma, and rishon l'tuma normally is only metame food and drink, nevertheless they were strict and they said, we will even allow it to be metame kelim, vessels. Here we're going to learn about the machlokes b'sham b'sil. Do you wash your hands first before pouring the cup of wine or afterwards? Beis Shammai Yomrim, Noitlin Yodayim, the first one washes hands for Suda, for the meal. And afterwards we pour the wine. What wine are we talking about? Rashi learns we're talking about wine that was eaten before the meal, at the beginning of the meal. And Beis Shammai say, first wash your hands to make until Sidaim for bread, then pour the cup of wine and drink it. How Beis Hill and others say the Rif will learn, we're talking about the Kiddush, the cup of wine for Kiddush. And therefore Beis Shammai say, first a person should wash his hands for a meal, make until Sidaim, before he makes a mozi. And before he makes a mozi, he will then pour the cup of wine, make kiddush on it, have a drink, and then make a mozi alapas. No, first pour the cup, make kiddush first, according to the way the Rif learns. Make kiddush first. Then go and wash a mozi. What's the reason for this machlokes? The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai say, if a person pours the cup first without doing the Tilsidaim, there's a problem. There's a worry that maybe as a result of pouring the wine, the liquids will fall on the back of the cup. And when he now touches that cup and picks it up, having not washed his hands yet, those liquids on the back of the cup become now Rishon L'tumah, because they've touched his hands, which the hands before they're washed are Rishon L'tumah. Those liquids, that wine on the back of the cup is now Rishon, and will make the cup tame. And Beis Shammai say, not allowed to use a cup that has the back of it that's tame. Even though only the back of it's tame, not the inside, doesn't matter. Beis Shammai say, you cannot use a cup which is the back of which is tame. They're worried that maybe the drops of wine will fall on the back of the cup and the tame of the liquids. But that's why Beis Shammai say, therefore, the best thing to do is wash your hands first. Your hands are no longer tame, and then pour the cup. So there, when you hold the cup, even if there's a spill, if it's overflowing, the liquids won't become tame from your hands because your hands are tame. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel hold that you are allowed to use a cup the back of which is tame. There's no problem about that. And therefore they say, no, make kiddush first. The back of the cup might become tame. That's not an issue. It's not a problem. But on the contrary, if you wash hands first, Beis Hillel are worried that maybe your hands will not be properly dry because you've washed your hands and maybe not properly dried them. The liquid in your hands will become tame because of the back of the cup, because Beis Hillel hold you allowed to use a cup which is the back of which is tame. Then the back of the cup will tame the person's hands, which are still wet from Tilsidaim. Now the hands will be metame the food that he's eating, and he's defeated the whole purpose of washing his hands. So therefore, to make sure this doesn't happen, pour the cup of wine first. Then wash your hands for the Suda, so that you're eating with your daim, which are Torah's hands, which are clean. There's another reason brought in the Braisa for Beis Hillel, and that is because we want you to wash hands close to the meal, close to the hamotzi. We don't want you to interrupt between washing your hands and the hamotzi by making kiddush or pouring the cup in between. Halacha is like Beis Hillel. First we make kiddush and then afterwards we wash our hands.